You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to How to Tour Italy on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Tour Italy Radio Show. Welcome back to the How to Tour Italy Radio Show. Sorry about that. There's a little technical difficulty here. Hope everything is okay on the, for the listener side there. I want to thank Janice Mancuso for being with us today, talking about 31 Days of Italians. And again, you can look her up, 31 Days of Italians on Google. And we have with us once again the wonderful and intelligent Kathy McCabe of Dream of Italy. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much once again for being a part of the show.
Great.
I'm looking forward to kind of getting some of the tidbits and wonderful things that you have to share. And I do want to say that, Kathy and I communicate quite a bit, I would say, on Twitter, and I do follow Dream of Italy, so do so yourself. You get a lot out of it, and I want to say that a friend of mine took advantage of your latest and greatest deal find on airfare to Italy on Alitalia, and they're coming out to see us as a result of that wonderful airfare that you found.
That's great, and it ends tomorrow, so if any of your readers want to take advantage of it, I think it starts at $349 round trip.
Yeah.
Before May 25th, an $869 round trip in the summer months, which is crazy cheap.
It is.
That includes the fees and taxes and everything, and you need to buy the tickets by Friday the 27th. So, I hope a lot of people will take advantage of it. It sounds like the Italians are really missing us.
I think so, too. I clicked through another link of yours talking about specifically that topic, and I think that these wonderful fares that you're finding will hopefully, you know, lighten the load there a little bit. But it's interesting how much tourism needs the Americans to spend some money to make a go of it. I mean, so I'm not surprised that the Italians are missing us, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually on NPR yesterday. Sylvia Pagioli did a piece on it's like Americans saying arrivederci to Italy, which made me very sad. But
yeah.
Apparently it is the number one industry in Italy, and it's actually 10% of their GDP. So
that is huge, by the way, people.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is huge. And about 150,000 Italians have lost their jobs in tourism. So it's really tough. I mean, it is a good time to go because the dollar's stronger, a lot stronger than it was last year.
Yeah.
And I think almost every hotel and like villa rental company is giving some kind of discount. So it's, you know, I really hope more people will consider going.
I think so. And, you know, with the airfares that you're able to find, not only in Alitalia, but many of the other airlines, there are really good deals, the best deals I have ever seen. Like you said, the hotels, and they're really good opportunities to go. The only thing I haven't really found much of a discount on yet is buying, like, your rail pass. I'm not sure why that is, but I think that'll probably follow suit here soon.
Yeah. I don't know if they have a lot of flexibility if you're dealing with sort of the Italian government-owned, like the fares and everything. But, that would be nice if that would come down as well.
Right. I mean, and the one thing I want to point out, though, on finding the right fare, and Kathy can kind of share your opinion on this, I have found that a lot of airlines are posting a price for the ticket at X, and then in parentheses, in very fine print, they're going to say, plus additional taxes and fees, and those additional taxes and fees, I have seen them on American, and shame on you for doing this, in the range of $600 in additional cost. So that they can post that they found a flight, you know, they have a flight for $400. And then you actually click through to book the flight. And then when you tack on the taxes and fees, it's $600 more. So that's, I got to tell you, I think that's BS and shame on American Airlines for doing that.
Yeah. And that's why it's really important to always look. And I was looking, you know, and I'll tell you, you may not be able to get that $349, but there are, you know, there's like a $369 or $379, and it does include all the taxes and fees, and obviously fuel has come down, so it shouldn't be, you know, as high as it used to be.
Yeah, I agree. So those are some of the kind of the key things to look out for. I also wanted to see, you know, how are things going for you, Kathy? I mean, have you seen maybe a bump in the newsletter since a lot of people aren't traveling as much. They still want to get a taste of Italy these days. Are they able to, you know, subscribe to Dream of Italy a little bit more because they're not traveling?
You know, I wish that was the case. It's definitely a little slower, definitely a little slower than last year. I think it's just that people are thinking maybe they won't be going. And so they're like, well, we'll renew or we'll subscribe again when we're going.
Right.
But then there's a whole bunch of people who just love to have, you know, the most fun of the trip is off of planning it. And, you know, reading about it and picking out things to do. So there's definitely people like that who are still reading and subscribing. And but I think it is a great way to sort of keep in touch with what's going on without, you know, even if you're not going. And as I've said before, anyone who is listening to the radio show and decides to, you know, purchase a paid subscription, you mention there's a question that asks you how you found us, and if you put How to Tour Italy, I'll throw in our free Venice ebook as well. And right now you also get everyone gets the Rome ebook,
right.
But you'll get a Venice one as well if you're listening to the show.
That's wonderful stuff, and I'm excited when I'm over there for the summer, and I'm hoping to stay till at least October. And depending on how things go for work for me, it may have a little bit of change on my timeline over there. But Kathy is going to be. Well, I'll be doing lots of stuff on Twitter and doing the radio show, and Kathy will be a guest. And I think we're going to kind of flesh out the details, and I've got some other partners that I'm working with. But one of the cool things we're going to do when I'm doing the radio show is doing simultaneous, I'm going to call it, for lack of a better term, a Twitcast. So as I'm doing the radio show, I'll be kind of updating Twitter as I go, as I talk, so people can see what I'm doing and get little blurbs along the way or twits. And I'm also going to offer or give people the opportunity to tell me what they want me to do so I can go do it. Record it, do a radio show on it, video it, and then post it so they can kind of.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, they can enjoy at least a little bit of Italy vicariously through me if they're unable to go. So,
They might have like a really good restaurant recommendation or something they've done before.
Exactly.
And they want you to go. And I know we've talked about you'll be contributing some things to the blog, to Dream of Italy's blog.
Exactly.
So people can find you there as well. And I think you're just going to be all over the place.
It's going to be great. And I'm really hoping that it helps people that aren't able to go. It helps people that are planning to go because they get to experience and do a little bit of planning. And I think along with the great content from your newsletter, Dream of Italy, I think that there's a lot of kind of far-reaching effects we could have in a good way for folks. And I've got to come up with a good name. So if anyone has a good name, I'm kind of thinking it like office travel or office chair. I'm not sure what I'm going to call it yet. I've got to come up with something. I'm not a marketing guy, so I don't know. But I'm going to kind of embrace and work with a lot of folks here, and Kathy is definitely one of the main people I'll be doing that with. So I'm looking forward to it.
So exciting! When do you leave for your trip?
I leave in about 6 weeks, and I'm having a going away party on May 3rd with some friends and family at 2:00 at Rizzo's downtown Naperville. So if anyone's around here that wants to come check it out,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. And then I leave on the 12th. And I hit the ground running. I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be doing one of my radio shows, at least a segment, live from the Roman Amphitheater in Fiesole. And I'm going to try to play with the acoustics a little bit as I'm doing the show to see how on target the ancient Romans and or the Greeks, depending on which
that
theater I'm at.
That is neat. You've got so many great ideas.
So it's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited. And I'm looking forward to it, Kathy, because I like working with you and kind of co-contributing. So I'm looking forward to a really good summer with kind of helping each other and sharing so many great things about Italy together. So,
yeah, great.
It'll be good stuff. And, well, Kathy, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And I'm looking
forward to
having you on next week as well.
Great. And I'll dig up some more cool information about Italy. And hopefully people will consider going this summer.
Please. I think everyone loves
you. They need us. They miss us.
Good stuff. And everyone, once again, listen or at least go to Twitter and look for Dream of Italy and subscribe or follow, and you'll get lots of great tips and information. And Kathy, we'll talk to you this week about our content for next week.
Great.
Wonderful stuff.
Bye.
Ciao. All right. So, it's always great to have Kathy on, and I'm looking forward to having her around for the next, you know, 6 weeks or so, maybe longer, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 18 weeks. In fact, all summer, if that's the case, because she has so much great content. Dream of Italy newsletter is absolutely wonderful. So that in collaboration with what I'm doing here, I think will make a good team effort. So I do have about 5 minutes or so, and I'm torn between talking about gelato, which I love, and one of my all-time favorite speeches, which is pretty motivational, by Mr. Steve Jobs of Apple fame, of course, Pixar Entertainment. So I can't really do both. And so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about Steve Jobs in his speech he delivered to Stanford. I believe it was in 2005 on June 12th. Now, this is great. My uncle gave it to me. I'm a big fan of kind of motivational speeches given by people that have actually done and accomplished things versus a lot of people online who haven't done a damn thing and try to get you to buy packages to be motivated by something they haven't done yet. Steve Jobs, on the other hand, has done quite a bit. I mean, Apple, Pixar, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, created arguably the first, you know, desktop computer. Him and Gates kind of battled it out. And you can decide for yourself who won. I have to be honest with you. I just recently flipped from the PC to the Mac, so I'm voting for Steve Jobs. But with that, it's going to be tough in about 5 minutes to read the whole speech because it's about 3 or 4 pages. But the point is, I mean, Steve Jobs did not graduate from college. He dropped out of Reed College after about the first 6 months and stuck around for about 18 months or so, taking any and all classes he wanted. He would just sit into classes he was interested in, didn't even sign up to go to school because he wasn't a student there at the time. So he would literally stop in and just take classes or pieces of classes that he was just interested in. Now, he was able to take that wonderful stuff that he found and learned and created and use it as the basis for creating Apple and the Macintosh computer. He, you know, shared dorm rooms with his friends. He slept on floors. He didn't have any money. So he did what he had to do to survive. And I think that is one of the things. And I think the way to kind of wrap things up, I've got a little bit of time here, but in terms of kind of embracing the great thing about Steve Jobs, I'm going to post this entire speech on my website, doyouliveitaly.com or unabellavista.com, so you can read it for yourself. But suffice it to say, he was able to take every little aspect of his life and take leaps. He took a chance, and this is kind of what I'm doing here with this radio show, moving to Italy, doing my walking tours, which I've been doing for a while, and the book and the research. I'm kind of putting this all together to deliver what I think, and I hope, to be something that, I'm motivated to do it, but I'm hoping that people take advantage and follow their dreams. I know the economy is rough. It's very, very tough these days. Money is hard to come by, but I'm doing it anyway. I'm just picking up, leaving everything here. I'm going with Kristen, moving to Italy, and I'm really looking forward to what that affords me, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm hoping that most of it is good, at least from the experience and the cultural aspect. One of the things I think that was one of the finest parts of the speech, in a way, by Steve Jobs is stay hungry, stay foolish. That's a farewell message. And if you read the article, you'll understand who kind of delivered that originally. But it was by the writers of the Whole Earth Catalog. And that's around in the 1970s, before there was a Google, before there were all these online resources. They put together a book. And in that book, they talked about kind of in an encyclopedia fashion, so thumbnail sketches of lots of great information, anything that you wanted. And when they finally were kind of outdated and moved on, they closed their final pages of their book with stay hungry and stay foolish. Now, that's one of those things I think that I'm always motivated by, stay hungry, stay foolish. Sometimes the best thing isn't always the smartest thing. I suppose moving in this down economy isn't the best thing for me to do, going over to Italy, but I'm going to give it hell anyway. And I'm hoping to share all of my wonderful experiences with you. And I have to say, I have to applaud Mr. Steve Jobs and kind of being kind of the basis for me taking this leap now. I left corporate America. I had a pretty good job at the time. But I'm going to give it hell out there. And I'm hoping that everyone will continue to listen and support me on unabellavista.com, doyouliveitaly.com, listen to the radio show here on TalkZone, How to Tour Italy, of course, and then download what we do on iTunes. And you can search and find that on How to Tour Italy. And I am, by the way, on the homepage, right on iTunes, if you go down to the Places and Travel segment of the podcast, I'm on New and Notable on page one. I think I'm podcast number two. There's one before me on Alaska. God bless Alaska. So with that, please follow what we're doing. And I'm going to, like I said, post this speech up on the website. And with that, we are going to close the show. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Janice. And thank you, Bargello. Ciao. Tutto ciao.